number 1 and 2 source 3150.
Professor Blasthoff, begin transmission.
Beep, boop, boop, boop.
Hi, it's Tig Notaro.
Hi, Tig.
Hi, Kyle. Oh, David.
Hello.
That was a weak...
That was my best.
Yeah, I guess you're doing your best, but it isn't good enough, is it?
I work on it.
That's a huge crowd that's behind you.
You were more like, you just had a sip of Coca-Cola.
Right.
And yours was a stadium of support.
Yeah.
It's so, there's such a close thing between a stadium of people and a soda.
and a little, that Coke was good.
Here's the difference. Here, you guys guess which one I'm doing.
Okay.
Coke.
Yep. Now,
that, no, that was a stadium full of people having a Coke.
Yeah, that's.
Here's a stadium full of Coke. Doesn't make any sound. It's
all just right, let's hear the stadium full of people just having a Coke. Wait, no, they can't do it after. They can't open the Coke. I mean, unless they were
they're
like
going for another
thrilled.
Round of it.
They look at the Coke can and they're so thrilled that they go.
I guess
better
everyone,
open this.
Everyone knows the,
better
top,
open
the
this.
Topic of today is now obvious. what we're trying to talk about.
Have a Coke and a smile. Yeah.
We're being sponsored by Coke now.
We are.
If you're really good at like drinking a Coke, you might. There are probably people out there that go,
I'm not good at drinking a Coke.
You're so bad at drinking a Coke. I saw you drink a Coke once.
Wait, are you?
So bad.
Okay, you're being hilarious. But I'm saying like it hurts when I drink a Coke.
Oh, you're like, being serious.
My throat will kind of close up sometimes.
You're being hilarious.
And you're being serious?
Yes. Yeah, oh your throat God. Will close up? It
I
hurts.
Always think it's something else. Yeah, it does hurt, though.
That's not you,
you think
being
it's
bad
something
at
else?
Drinking it a Coke.
Even though the can clearly states, hey, David, this is a Coke.
Happens with all of the bubbly sodies.
So what happens?
Every maybe 10th sip. Doesn't always happen,
mm-hmm.
but probably on average that's what it is. I go to gulp it down and then I'm like, let's get there, and I have to struggle and like muscle it down.
Yeah,
my
what is that?
Tiny. I don't know.
It's probably it's the topic factor. Of this conversation. Yeah,
and then I don't go, I'm more
ow.
Yeah, I'm in a lot of pain.
You don't have you don't experience pain when you drink a Coke, Kyle?
No. Pleasure.
Coke always cleans my pipes. Does it do anything to you guys' stomach?
Dude.
Mm-mm.
Aaron.
No, I mean in a good way. My throat.
That no.
Pipe, those pipes, like when I want to sing.
No, Aaron. God.
Not anybody.
When I want to sing.
Now, Kyle, before the show got started.
Yeah.
I remembered that you went to San Antonio.
Mm-hmm.
And did the LOL Club.
Mm-hmm.
And how is that? I'm just out of curiosity. This is not on topic.
It's a very cavernous room,
mm-hmm.
so it seemed empty.
If I could just, any comments said going forward are not attempted in any way in slander. This is a comedy podcast. Just want to...
Thank you.
Yeah, I have a friend being
slander,
sued.
What?
I have a friend being sued for saying some remarks about an establishment, and then they sued him.
We didn't say anything.
No, I'm just saying going forward, I think I've cleared us now, guys. I think I've
But even still, I was just curious how his San Antonio trip was.
And the club's racist.
And once again, any comments that you before, deep, strictly in comedy.
They're all Nazis.
How many days were you there?
Five.
Uh-huh.
It was too long.
Did you have any shows that you had a good time doing?
Yes, I did.
And were you staying on the Riverwalk?
No.
Where were you staying?
Was right next to the highway, but it was like a cool highway. Where it was like cool to be near it.
Yeah, definitely.
And every day I would walk to the mall, which is like a mile away. It was actually very sad and lonely.
Oh, Kyle.
In a way.
It sounds like things you always tell me you'd like to get more out of in your life.
I got a lot done, but there definitely was like no social.
You got a lot done.
Yeah.
On the side of a highway.
Yeah.
What did you do,
I put
sweetie?
My easel up by the side sure. of the highway, and
no,
I
but what
painted.
Did you when you said you got a lot done?
As you
do?
Walk to the mall, as you're often,
you
do.
Know, I did some comedy work, some comedy writing.
Did you write some jokes?
Yeah, some stuff.
You tried some new stuff. Did it go
some
well?
New stuff. Yeah, I did like a Craig character. Uh-huh. After the MC, I would go up, and then I would go up later.
Yeah,
that's the best thing about comedy as a job is writing a bit. Like one bit or tweaking it during the day makes you feel productive.
Right.
Outrageously productive. When I do the slightest thing, I feel like I've been in a wheelchair forever and I can walk again.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's yeah. it's that, like that I have had no use of any limbs and that I'm like, oh my gosh. And I think how pathetic I am. When I, well, I mean, honestly, it makes me reflect on how, like, I feel that accomplished.
So you feel accomplished in immediate.
Immediately, I look at myself and go, how dare you? You know, like, I'll brag to people that I've worked out a line or two in a joke. And the way I'm talking to people is it's as if I've walked for the first time. And then I immediately think, like, I am really pathetic.
It's such a weird thing when you're alone for 23 hours,
mm-hmm.
and then you go and do a show, and people are staring at you for 45 minutes intently.
And nobody's looked at you in 23
yeah,
hours.
Yeah, and then you go back to isolation, and you do that for an entire week. It's very, it's not good for
mental
health.
Well, that's insight about you on the road.
Hmm?
That just that you don't leave your hotel room.
No, I don't.
It's,
I don't.
When it's going that badly, though, it is sort of.
I did go to the highway. I only you missed that part of the story.
When what's going that badly?
When the shows are people just sort of staring at you.
Uh-huh.
You don't want to go out and run around the next day.
I didn't. I mean,
yeah, but all those people probably aren't the side of the highway.
It was the
where
shows
Kyle's
didn't
hanging
go.
Out.
I should probably rephrase. The shows didn't go where they were staring at me. They were staring at me
in
because
awe?
I was on stage. Yeah.
Oh,
yes, yes.
yes,
you were joking, and I was relating to you because I've experienced that.
You know, it's just a weird dynamic to be have attention on you for an hour and then have no attention on you for 23 hours. And then it's just, it's odd interact. Even getting out of the club.
What are you doing in your hotel room for 23 hours that nobody wants to look at?
Well, I was working. I was working.
Uh-huh.
Most of the time. I had actually, my walls were covered with note cards, like 3x5 note cards. And I got myself locked out of my room. And so I had to go get a key and the manager came up.
Uh-huh.
And the woman's face, when she opened the door, she was like, what are you doing? And I was like, it looked like I was plotting like an assassination.
Were they all connected by bits of yarn?
Yeah, just like clumps of people's hair.
And then do you go exercise at all?
I did once.
And what was the exercise?
I did elliptoglide, and then I picked up something heavy and put it down and decided it was a bad idea.
Elliptoglide. That sounds exhausting.
When I first went out on the road to do comedy and had like my first stretch of like 6 weeks in a row booked, I went to my first stop was in Vegas at the Riviera. Again, all comments, just strictly jokes. No slanderous attempts here.
Here comes the slander.
But I got up there and I thought, this is great. I'm becoming
a Riviera?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that place is depressing. Go ahead.
Oh, I have a Riviera story. Go ahead.
I heard it was sunny out. People were down.
Ooh, I got a story about the sun.
Ooh, my room was kind of over the pool. I could hear laughter and people having a good time down there, and I went to like open the window to put my head out, and it only opens 4 inches, so you can't jump out and kill yourself.
Yeah, you feel like a prisoner.
So you're exactly. And then the song outside that was playing was that Tears for Fears, like, welcome to your life. That was the line I heard when I could not open the window.
Oh.
And there's everyone, there's civilization, and you're just sort of isolated up here in this
That's
room
deep.
It's a little deep, man. And then
there's
so
no turning back. Is that the next line?
Yeah.
Did you any no. hot girls at the pool in the bikinis?
No, it was a lot of families.
Did you put your penis out of the window?
Well, of course I tried.
Oh, it only was open 4 inches. You couldn't get it out.
That night we were out, some friends of mine.
Kyle.
And
I'm asking a serious question. I'm a reporter.
I had that song in my head all day, and the cab driver was this Korean guy named Johnny.
Again,
I don't think that was his given name.
This is just the facts.
This is completely the facts. And I was singing that song, so I was going dun 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 dun, and I was like, Johnny, take it away. And he was like, what do you mean? I was like, you do the boom boom.
Were you drunk?
Yeah, I was a little drunk.
I was gonna say this sounds like
hope you were drunk.
The Huntsberger with a few little drinkies.
But I wasn't being like annoying cab guy, like, do the thing, Johnny, do the thing. I was just kind of like, hey, want to join in? And so my friends and I were all kind of doing the dun 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 dun, and then Johnny would go bow bow. Mm-hmm. Like he didn't really have a tone.
You want to join in on some swamp rock, Johnny?
Bow bow.
What is bow bow?
That's how he did it, like for that song.
For
like,
everybody wants to rule the world.
Instead of going,
bow bow.
Yeah, I was going. You do this. Dun, 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 boom boom. There, you know, like that's the song. That's how it goes.
I'm
and
lost.
Instead, I'd go dun 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 dun, and then he'd go bow bow bow. Yeah, that was so. His version of the song sounded like dun 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 dun.
Bow bow.
Exactly. Hmm. That was.
And that leads us to our topic. Tears for Fears.
Do you want to check in with the? We can come back and talk about more horrible stories of our lives. But yeah, we can check in with the professor.
Whoa, the throttle's loose.
Oh, he sounds like he's really lost control there.
It's like,
whoa, the throttle's loose. I hope he lived through that. It sounds like it was really tail spinning, huh?
Seemed lame.
What does it mean when a throttle is loose? I mean, I'm really
I think
wondering.
You want a tight throttle.
Sure, but think. David, you probably know what throttles are. And
yeah,
what happens when a throttle's loose?
You got no control.
Well, you know,
but what is
thrust.
A throttle?
Engine thrust. Throttle's
all
like thrust.
All right, don't yell at me about this.
I feel like your attitude's
yeah,
got to go.
Well, you know what? I'm tired. You know,
okay.
I only got like whatever. 4 hours of sleep.
In an airplane, problem. Throttle and flaps are just levers that they're pulling, whereas in an automobile, throttle, say like in a carburation system, would more refer to you opening up the throttle. You're injecting more fuel into the mix.
And that got loose.
Now it's loose. The throttle itself is
I
quite
see
loose.
Your point. Yeah. It doesn't seem like something that would get loose.
Or that he would be in a panic about. Some just opened up wider. Oh!
Well, I'm picturing, again, like he has the two levers mm-hmm. next to his sides that he pulls, and one of those little sons of guns is getting a little
Oh, wait,
shaky.
We're getting another signal from the professor. Maybe he's changed his mind or something.
Oh, but don't Whoa. We check in?
The throttle's open.
Oh, he changed
okay,
it.
The throttle's open. All right.
Okay.
Well, it sounds like he's having a real free-for-all out there in space.
Got it.
Why don't we just have a free-for-all this episode?
That sounds great.
It should be noted that that's what's been happening thus far, and we just stumbled right into some comedy stuff. I tweeted...
we're just chatting.
Uh-huh. And I said, what would you like to see readdressed? And someone said, oh, you guys should talk about comedy because you're comedians. And that brings us right on free-for-all-wise. Like, where do ideas and thoughts come from? Our bodies are... Think of how many different just photons hitting you all day, radio wires, you got satellite
how
signals.
How many photons are hitting you all day? What
billions,
would you what would
billions.
Your guess be? Exactly.
Trillions, trillions. Hundreds of millions of trillions.
If
of
not
photons.
Hundreds.
Bajillions.
You're gonna get sued by photons. That's way too
Cajils.
Many.
A cajil. The sun is sending several trillion every millisecond of the day at us.
What is the biggest illion that you can say?
Google.
I was watching Science Channel
Google-ilion.
Recently, and Mike Google-ilion. Rowe was the announcer, and he was saying, it's an incredibly far distance. It would be on the number of 100 million billion million. Or say, like, he said a number like that, where I was like, "That I think we did that once on the podcast and laughed about it. It just sounds like a child.
Oh, saying, yeah, I remember that on an episode.
It's 100 million billion 100 million.
There's like mo-million, septillion.
Isn't Google
mo-million, bo-billion, bo-mana-mana, bo-billion. I've counted that high before.
Isn't
what?
Google a huge number?
It's like something to the power of something. It's not necessarily.
Ah, yes, of course. Yes.
But do you guys think with all those things hitting you, photons, etc., different rays, beams, energies, magnetism,
yes.
car exhaust.
Sure.
All these things that are, where do thoughts come from? I mean, to some degree, they have to.
Car exhaust.
Do you think that, it seems like your brain puts stuff together, but it's really just what you're seeing.
It's mostly. We think the same things every day. I think 95% of your thoughts are the same
They're
you
recycled.
Had the day before.
I don't agree with
very
that.
Very few original thoughts. And even your original thoughts are built on combining two old thoughts.
What are you saying as far as, like, you have the same thoughts every day, you're saying?
Everybody
does. Yeah. You repeat like the same thoughts
Yeah,
every
just
day.
The over and over, like, there's like a list of repetitive thoughts that I certainly go through and memories and things mm-hmm. that, I feel like we've talked about this on the podcast, but maybe not, how when somebody goes, you call them and they go, oh, I was just thinking about you. Mm-hmm. And then I always say, you know, it's, or if they call me and I go, mm-hmm. oh, yeah, I was just thinking about you. Mm-hmm. But they're probably on my log of people that I think about regularly.
I would only say that, though, if it's someone when I haven't spoken to them in a long time and I haven't thought about them really in
months.
But
you think that you haven't, and there's like a subconscious, like they're such a part of, like, ingrained in memories and parts of your life that it... What?
Yeah, no, you're constantly looping thoughts that subconsciously you're not even aware of. That's why people have this, like, underlying anxiety. They have this, like, oh, I don't feel so good, because you're not aware of these, like, subconscious thoughts you're having. You're not, they're not in the forefront of your mind.
Yeah, I it's one of those things I have a hard time agreeing with there being definitive, like, you do this. Or I feel like everyone's so different in the way that their thoughts go. I feel...
You think just daily you have different thoughts and...
It's like that Verve song, I'm a million different people from one day to the next.
Uh-huh.
I think I think they vary pretty vastly.
I have different thoughts daily. I'm sure everybody does, but I don't know. I've been definitely thinking about how repetitive, not in a crazy way, like just sitting around.
Mine's in a crazy way.
Yours are?
Yeah.
And
like,
how?
I will loop... thoughts. I'll loop a piece of music over and over. Sometimes I can't. I have trouble getting
it
out of my head.
Well, that's why it's bothersome, though, if someone forgets to call you back or email you or whatever, because you're thinking, like, how many thoughts are there to have?
But wait, now you're going against yourself.
The reason why you're...
I do it. Everyone does it. I'm just saying, like, if you just have a list of things to do during your day and what your day is going to be and the same 90 thoughts looping through, seems like you would, that person would be in there.
But wait, you are, but hold on, I'm confused. I thought you're a million different people from one day to the next.
Yeah, you were that song you said.
I was that song.
But now I feel like you've jumped on our thing going, yeah, there's only like 90 thoughts a day, so how could you forget?
No, I was trying to identify with you guys.
But I thought we were deciding to fight.
I didn't word it properly. Oh, we're fighting.
Wait, is something here nuts? Just
not yet.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think
it's totally reasonable at this point.
Yeah, it seems, especially the different things you take in during the day, thought-wise, or maybe the news, you know? I mean, certain things happen that you see that grab your attention more so. Like, man, I'm really in a bad mood. My thoughts are... heavily swayed by this piece of information.
What?
You got to take into account all the subconscious thoughts you don't really acknowledge and think about.
Mm-hmm.
And those, if you add those in, you're really only having like 5% fresh thoughts if you take in all those.
Yeah, because it seems like one thing leads to the next of what it reminds you of and what you're going to be doing and what you did there and what you...
Mm-hmm. I always say that to people, like, that seems to be the genesis of sort of creativity. And then people go, how do you write a joke? And you go, you know, when you're driving and all of a sudden you just go, I need to call Bill. You don't know what you were thinking up to then exactly. You just know at some point you went, ugh, I have to call so-and-so. That's kind of a new thought. Like, you notice when you have a new thought because it is, oh, that's a funny joke, or that is a little anecdote, or that's just interesting. You recognize when it's there. Maybe that's why, if I can agree with you guys for a bit, that you're having this
come over to this
parade
side.
That's all the same characters, and then all of a sudden a new float gets in there, and you're like, hey,
you're
a new float.
Yeah, I had a new thought the other night.
What?
Well, I was going to tell you. I couldn't sleep, and I've been having trouble sleeping this past week. I know. And I was thinking, and this is just that, I think, delusional, exhausted kind of... I was thinking how when you're really tired, this is so dumb. I was thinking how when you're really tired, you yawn a lot.
Yeah.
So it seems like when you're asleep, you should be constantly yawning because you're as tired as you could possibly be. Yes. You should be lying there going,
That's really funny. I have a logical explanation if you want to hear it. That's funny what you're saying.
Okay.
What I'm about to say is not funny, but when you are getting tired or you're waking up,
mm-hmm.
you yawn.
I heard that too.
It's
your transition.
Know that.
Yes.
It's your transition?
I think that's a funny visual.
From being tired or getting tired.
To sleep and yawn the entire time. You're like for 8 hours, just start
constantly
to finish. Just major yawns the entire way through.
Yawns feel so good.
They really do.
Can I just say one thing? I think thoughts are just a digestion process of all the information that we are bombarded with every day. And so
we are bombarded.
The bombarding.
If you count the amount of information that you take in versus put out, it's like a Google to one.
And I think we like to like point out art and fresh thoughts, but when you really look at it, whether it's music or anything else, it's really stepping on the backs of what came before it.
Yeah.
Even like Lady Gaga, okay, she did this crazy new thing, but Elton John kind of did that too. And it's like, and then Katy Perry started to dress like Lady Gaga. Everyone starts to dress crazy now a little bit. It just kind of steps on top of each other and loops around.
It seems like we all eat the same food to a degree. I mean, living on the same planet.
Except I came in today eating kale crunch.
I was speaking more like metaphorically in that the
idea
of...
We all eat kale crunch.
If you were... I think maybe that's why, like when Owen was here, he was saying that Nietzsche just lived by himself out in the woods. There has to be a part of that, at least maybe subconsciously, where you think, I don't want to see and interpret what everyone else is because I'm going to inevitably have the same thoughts that they do.
But then you're in the woods, you think about frogs and trees, probably.
Or maybe
Good point.
Obviously, Nietzsche didn't. I mean, he had something new to offer.
He didn't think about frogs?
Yeah, I think the majority of his work was frog-based, but, you know, he had those other few little nuggets.
I love his frog-based work.
You know, the singer guitarist from the 60s, Richie Havens?
Hagar?
Yes, Richie Hagar.
You're talking about La Bamba, Richie Valens?
No, Richie Havens.
I don't know him.
No.
Oh, okay. I think he was the first performer at Woodstock during the 1969 concert.
Mm-hmm.
He plays guitar so his own way. He comes over the neck of the guitar this way.
Mm-hmm.
And for all of you viewers,
did sort of a nonchalant claw move.
But you
fingernails
know,
facing down.
You hold the guitar with your thumb closest to you and fingers. Well, I mean, it's still the same. It's coming up.
Yes. The claw's going up.
The claw is going up like you're...
You're holding some cabbage.
Like you're holding some cabbage.
I feel like that's you've a got a handful cabbage. Of loose leaf.
It does no, it's look, loose. It looks like you're holding cabbage.
Oh, okay. Now that I have Kyle's confirmation.
Yeah, that's cabbage.
So when you play guitar, it's like you have a handful of cabbage.
Right.
The way Richie Havens plays, it's like he's dropping the cabbage.
No, it looks like he's putting a scoop of ice cream on a cone. Top-wise.
With his hand.
Yes,
top-wise. With his
hand. Okay, so...
Foolishly.
Even. Normal guitar playing is done as though you're holding a cabbage.
Mm-hmm.
Tiny little cabbage. And then Richie Havens drops a scoop of ice cream on a ice cream cone. Whenever I see him play guitar, I feel like he was, you know... born and raised alone on a deserted island.
Is that that much different though to go, oh, let me try this one?
I just like it though when I see it when someone has that thought. Style.
I mean, it's not that different, I guess.
It's never that much different. As
it's fascinating to watch Richie Havens.
Look, he's great. We all know that.
You don't know who he is.
I've seen amazing guitar. I saw one guy and he like flipped it over. He did all the stuff. Kind of
did
like
what?
That.
Were there ice cream scoops?
There was scoops. There was cabbage everywhere.
No, what was his style?
He like banged on it like a drum and then like flipped it around. And did
to me, that's somebody that's trying to be stylized guitar player.
Oh, but ice cream scoop guy was just being normal.
Richie Havens. If you saw Richie Havens, you'd
go. Would you marry him, Tig? I mean,
I
why
have
are you
tried.
Always talking about Richie Havens?
I have tried to marry this elderly man. But if you watch him perform, you would definitely feel like this guy.
That's an artist.
Nobody showed him how to play guitar, and he just did his thing.
Picasso's another example where they go, ooh, that guy made a leap.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was going to say Da Vinci. And going back to that thing of...
Da Vinci's a hack, if I'm understanding.
Everyone eating the same food, having the same thoughts. I always thought that quote by Descartes was so lazy that there are no original thoughts. Because if you set out to have an original thought and just went, oh, there are no original... Nailed it. Because that, at one point, saying that was an original thought. That there are no original thoughts.
Right. But, I'll continue.
But, so what I'm saying is that...
But, so you everyone, keep talking.
But, you go ahead.
So if we're all living on this planet and have relatively similar...
No, wait, there's no if.
When we are. And
since
as,
we are.
As we are.
Yeah. As we are from the days of yore until now, when something new happens, climate change, whatever... You know, that's why you see so many comedians jump out with that, with a joke, whatever that joke may be, whether it's a Viagra joke that you saw 50 different
love
people tell.
Love those.
But those guys didn't all steal it from the one before them. There, to some degree, is parallel thinking. Like, we're all watching the same TV.
Building. It's almost like, I want to add to this, like, if you jump too much, no one's with you. You have to kind of just go a little bit ahead.
Yeah, yeah.
To sort of keep everybody interested.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think Andy Kaufman was an example of that comedically, where, like, he jumped a little too far ahead for everybody, but now like what he did I think would be a little more accepted and funnier, like him fighting women,
if
and
not
wrestling.
Hack
if not now
he like wrestled women and he like got like very
we're familiar with it.
I think the thing that he did that was so genius is a lot of the things he did were so much more funny to think about and talk about now.
Retrospect, right.
If you were at a show and he read The Great Gatsby and you had
that
paid money to get there.
Yeah, I agree with you there. That's not like something you
if you're at the show, it sucks. But to talk about it now, I think that's really funny.
I
that he
have
read
to
the
say,
Great
if the, this day, if I was at a show and no Andy Kaufman existed and I saw somebody reading The Great Gatsby, I think I would be giggling up a
the
storm.
Whole, you'd stay the whole time?
Probably not the whole time, well, but I would certainly, that would, because I'm very enthralled by
commitment.
Commitment and seeing people's reactions to things. And yeah, also, I think there's also a level of knowing that I'm going to get to retell this story to somebody.
Right.
And just, and thinking back to them coming up with the idea, there's just so many angles and aspects to like what's going on right there.
Yeah. There's like, it's very important to be, I guess it is creativity, or like Einstein is, you know, talking about imagination, whether it's like, if you're trying to invent something or you're trying to come up with a new joke, you do have to have some kind of original thought. Tig's very aware of like when someone does something too many times, it bothers you. Which I think is a good way to be, where you're constantly forcing yourself to push yourself to like a new direction.
Yeah, and not in a snobby way, but if
no, Tig does it in a snobby way. But the point is this:
but if there were a blog you could go to see what sort of has run its course comedically, Tig would be a good one to run that, because you notice
you
things.
Would be you should do that.
Just, you know, if you notice people...
That sounds like me. Go blog away.
Tig is
Tig's
taken
blogging
to blogging.
Right.
Well, think of how much she's affected the game of knockout ball. She's helped that evolve along. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because you notice little idiosyncrasies.
I do. I was just in a conversation about... it's a problem. There's something in my brain that is, like... It's made me so aware of patterns and things like that, and repetition, and
that's so important for comedy and for
knockout
art and for science, where you have to like be very aware of that in order to like push things forward.
Mm-hmm. But I think that's why someone maybe like Da Vinci or even Einstein, or someone who plays a guitar in a way where it just seems like that's a savant. They didn't have a choice in the matter to remove themselves from what everyone else was doing. They're just, their drummer that they danced to was clearly on its own beat from day one, and they just marched to it. They just said, yeah.
Wait, were they dancing or marching?
They went ahead and marched and danced to this particular drummer. It's a little bit of a fusion kind of guy.
He was doing his own, had a new thought.
Yeah.
It was the first time anyone ever thought to dance and march to a drummer.
That's interesting, though.
But yeah, what's that?
It's just really interesting how that's like almost the whole point.
What is?
Is... to do something new. I mean, with comedy, you could look at it very, it's very clear. If you've heard something before or seen it, it's not as funny.
Right.
You need it to be new in a way. I mean, I was watching Superbad, and Jonah Hill was dancing with this girl, and it looked like, oh, he's going to get a boner and like have an accident in his pants. He's going to get really excited. And I was like, and then... it didn't happen. What happened was she had like her time of the month on his leg.
She menstruates upon his pants.
And it was like, okay, to me, like I felt that. I was like, oh, that's new. And I was like more interested where it's just really important. And people who think freshly are
And I, the thing about that, thinking freshly is weird, that you're purposely trying to welcome in these thoughts, something new. And savants seem to probably not do that. Just like, oh, that's a thought I had. Must be original. Almost everything they choose to do is so bizarre.
Mitch Hedberg.
Hedberg, in a way. It's just like no one. Although I do have my own theory that, you know that song, One Bourbon, One Scotch, One Beer?
I do.
You've never heard that song?
George,
you
know Thorogood. Good.
No.
I go to my friend. I say, hey, man, I'm on the street. Can I stay with you? He said, let me check. He goes, ask his wife. He comes back. I said, hey, man, I talked to my lady. She said, no. Because so I can't stay with you? No, well, man, she's funny. Everybody funny. Now you funny too. I feel like that's where Mitch Hedberg
was influenced. Okay, but here's the thing.
I never heard any
George
of
Thorogood talks like that, not just in that song. It's not just one scotch, one...
Right, but that's where you hear it pretty specific. I didn't hear a lot of interviews with him. And that was the only time where I was like, oh, I've heard Mitch Hedberg say, no. You know, just kind of, you want a frozen banana? No.
But I would You've like offered him a frozen banana, and he said no.
And that's where.
But I would like a regular banana later. So yes,
it's hard to think creatively. I remember there's a story about Einstein who. And it's just a small thing, but.
Oh, I thought you were starting to repeat a story you'd already said to be funny.
Oh, I wish I did.
That would have been
hard
original.
To think creatively. I remember.
Can we go back?
Einstein. It's oh, hard yeah. To think it would creatively. Have been good if you'd done that. See, that would have been a new thing you could have done.
I guess I don't have any new thoughts.
So, what did Einstein say?
Who cares?
Come on, sweetie.
I heard this story where he was boiling soup and he would put. An egg in the soup to cook the egg, too. Instead of getting a separate pot and boil the egg, he would just put the egg in the soup he was making.
Well, he didn't have time.
Well, that shell's there is a nice little buffer. That's a good
it's
move.
Just like a, it's like showing this is like a creative person in general. He's having like fresh thoughts.
He was going green years before his time.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's my
now,
point.
Now, this isn't like, this isn't a new thought thing. This goes back to the whole, that this problem, you know, I have the problem with when you say something wrong, I'm like, I call you on it yeah. immediately.
I like, thank you for referring to it as a problem.
But yeah, if anyone, you know that too, Kyle, like if you mispronounce something or misspeak in any way, I'm like, oh, you said this. And then yeah. You know, I my brain
together,
just,
my yeah. addiction decreased.
I love when you do that.
Yeah, it just triggers.
It's a great personality trait.
I was just having this conversation that I needed to look into. I was like, I do this to so many people. It's just this trigger. It's not like me doing it to one person going, you don't know words. Because meanwhile, I don't know words.
That's that, the irony.
That, I mean,
it's like
it
an
truly,
agreement all of civilization has made to one another. Is, we're going to mess up sometimes. Let's just move forward. And Tick's like, I can't abide by that.
Exactly. I'm not happy with this problem that I have, but it is fun in the moment to go, and then have people call me on my,
and it's funny because you like original things. You think that like when I say words wrong, which is a lot, that you would like,
that
like
I'd be
that.
Excited that I've never heard that
right.
word.
I made up that word. No.
But do you feel like I am pointing it out because I want you to feel stupid or anything? Or is it just
no,
like...
No, because your eyebrows kind of go up. You clearly get a little chuckle out of it that someone had words in their head and on the delivery from here to there, something got a little messed up.
And then what if you didn't just mess up a word? Maybe you just kind of didn't know how it was pronounced and you said it a little word. My eyebrows would go up again.
Yeah.
Would you feel like I was trying to...
Sometimes you do that and then I go, oh, I do have the wrong word there. And other times I feel dumb.
I have a new thought.
Okay. Oh, this is exciting.
This is exciting.
Okay.
If you guys want to do some kind of like, what's your new thought? That's fine.
Okay. What's your new thought? Oh.
What's your new thought?
Oh, Dave, if you want to do it, Dave, just don't do it.
No, he wants to know what your new thought is.
I'm curious as to what it is.
It's building on what we just said. It's an example of like shoulders on somebody else. But in school, for example, we should identify those kids who are good at new thoughts, like the new thoughter kids, you know, and they should be cultivating
it. Is that proper?
It's a new word.
New thought.
Congratulations.
I think we showed a clip about a guy that does a test with kids with the paperclip.
New thoughter kids?
Yeah, how many uses you can use for a paperclip.
That sounds like a gang. Yeah.
And they test
the new thoughter kids. Yeah.
Oh, here comes a new thoughter.
The older you get, the less ideas you have for uses for a paperclip. And they've showed that.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It's something that is important for inventing things, and it's so important that we don't recognize at all. I'm just saying we should start identifying that, since it's the most important thing in
I
a
like
way.
How right
in
after way,
that's your new thing. Thought. It's the
that's
it's
what
the
you said.
Thing.
that's the most that's important thing. That's what he thing. Said. We're not good at our catchphrase yet.
That's what he said.
Well, that's what it'd be fun to
solving problems, creating new things. Like, we're gonna need these people like Einstein who just have like original thoughts. You know that weird kid in school who walked around and he put his pen somewhere weird.
Not only was he super weird in my school, he would eat anything on site for $1 to $2.
And sometimes he was she, guys. Okay.
No, this
he
guy
was she. He was she.
I was gonna say his name, but I'm not going to.
She was him.
He was. He would eat the most hideous things.
He was us.
He was all of them. He
us
was also
was
given. Like, we'd go on a field trip, and the teachers, he'd just be off like staring at a plant, really.
All right, I don't mean the weird kid,
but he was a genius. I mean, like the teachers would be like, let him. He can do what he wants. He's like, he was kind
I
of
don't
a savant.
Mean the booger picker weird.
Yeah,
kid.
I don't mean that booger.
He
kid.
He was that kid and a new thoughter.
I bet the new thoughters and the booger kids would be confused a little bit. Where you'd put them like, oh wait, that was a booger kid. You're a booger kid.
Clearly a booger kid. And this is the hardest news we've ever had to deliver, but Mrs. Johnson...
We accidentally got a booger kid into the new thoughter kid.
Now that I'm saying this, I had a new thoughter next door to me.
You had a new thoughter?
Yes, and I identified
him... Did you make up new thoughter today on the show? Okay.
I identified him as like an interest... He was like thought of as a weird
Sure,
dude,
new thoughter.
New thoughter. And I thought he was so interesting because he would just take videos and splice them up. He did this like... weird thing with this Arnold Schwarzenegger movie, and he would record his father then like splice it up and anyway he was shunned and eventually beaten down and probably
killed.
Died whereas he should have been like revered and put on a pedestal and cultivated.
Well, throughout history it's been like that. If you go against the grain, you're gonna get beheaded, and most of these
not every time are you beheaded
time.
If you go
well,
against the grain.
If they have a beheader machine.
Now here's what's funny to me is that we're talking about how certain words and grammar and little misspeaks.
Mm-hmm.
Right after that, Kyle says new thoughter kids. My brain had a field day on that one.
what
can
is
you
your
explain?
Brain? Huh? Okay, new. Do I have to explain that?
Mm-hmm. But I mean thoughter. Let's get to that. That's the one that's sticking out to me is thoughter.
If you run, then you're a runner. And if you have thoughts, you're a thoughter.
I'm afraid you might be a new thoughter kid. An elderly thoughter man. As time moves
thoughter
on,
man.
New thoughter kids turn into elderly thoughter men. But yes, explain how you got to thoughter.
Well, you have what is called a new thought.
Sure.
Okay. I'm a kid. Let's say it's cool.
But I mean,
and I have a new thought.
Yes.
Okay.
Huh?
Now, if I want to identify a group of kids who have new thoughts.
Right now, you look like a crazy genius because you have this little wisp of hair coming out of your eyebrow.
Let's get a picture from him.
Yeah. Let's get a close-up because his eyebrow, do you see that one
hair? What if that hair just started growing like that as he said new thoughter?
As he was having new thoughter. Do
like,
you see it?
When you offer new Destin? Thoughts to the world, they tweak your eyebrows.
This one?
Yeah, that,
to make
let
him
me
look
see.
More genius-y.
Kyle, let me see. Look at me. Oh, it kind of fell down.
Wait, I can get it back up.
Okay. Anyway, come here.
Keep talking, David.
Keep or start?
Or yeah.
Well, I was really getting into a pretty lengthy thing
you
about eyebrow hair.
See, eyebrow hair is the most important hair because it keeps your brain
ow.
Warm.
Wait, just
this is amazing.
My eyebrow.
I have to.
No, it doesn't look like it's helping. Tig's just leaning across the
okay,
table
hurry,
and
hurry. Do you see it now?
But this feels forced.
But it's what it looked like when he was becoming a new Thoughtful.
You're
kid.
Telling me that his eyebrow hair just jumped back into place when you addressed it?
Well, when he was explaining where Thoughtful came from, I noticed he had this little thing of hair that was going up.
But then as we were talking about it, it went
back
down.
It got a little shy. It got a little shy. I think we need to start a street gang called the New Thoughtful Kids.
Yeah. This podcast is for all of you new thoughters out there.
Yeah, for anybody. You got it in there?
It sounds like you have a lisp and you're saying noose and otter.
Well, and I was, and we'll be back right after this commercial. And we're back on Professor Blastoff talking about otters.
And their noothiv.
Okay. We've just realized we have not gone to a clip yet today, and since we're free-forming...
We don't
know
what it is.
That seems to be what Aaron's done all
We're
other
on chat roulette.
Every other episode, Aaron's always been doing freeform clip pulling. So
this one's just going to hit right on the head.
What's the freeform? Set us up here.
Okay, so this one is about
Should we just hear it?
Let
him explain himself.
Okay.
So there's this kid that gets really bored of the way everybody's been playing video games, so he decides to go against the grain. And this is probably something maybe some of you have seen, going against the grain playing World of Warcraft.
Wait, is this Leroy Jenkins?
Possibly.
I'm coming up with 32.33, yes. Repeating, of course, percentage.
This is very visual.
Of survival.
Well, that's a lot better than we usually do.
All right, thumbs up.
Ready, guys?
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins!
So he runs into the Temple of Doom.
Oh my god, he just ran in.
Bats.
Wait, Aaron, hold on.
Oh, geez.
Aaron,
there's 20 or
Aaron,
so people.
I feel like there needs to be a lot of understanding about... You're a big video game nerd.
Role game players.
You're a video game nerd, and you know what this video game is.
So there's these people that play this video game online together. In the world of Warcraft.
Can't you just like pull a kitten clip?
All right, let's do a kitten clip.
All right.
I do like that clip though. I've seen it. He runs in and then everyone gets really mad at him because he blew the whole attack.
Yeah.
Remember when we played a clip of a cat in heat and it fit the mode? That's pretty sweet.
What happened?
We played a clip of a cat in heat.
Uh-huh.
And it wasn't just outrageous. Like, oh, here's a cat in heat for no reason.
We're
like one of the few podcasts that can... Now we've... I think maybe it was yours, yeah. And it fit. That's damn it, weird. It was just dynamite.
Here's a cat barking.
Wait, hold on, Aaron. David, you're saying that it's bizarre that we would have a podcast going, we'd go to a clip, and we would just hear...
But it
and then
fit.
We'd be like, all right, we're back.
No, but it worked, because I think we were doing sexual attraction, so we
yeah.
were...
But you're saying, isn't it kind of ridiculous?
It's kind of ridiculous, yeah. I was just patting us on the back.
We need it every now
just
and then,
patting us on the pat. I messed up my words. No, I didn't. And clip. What is this clip?
This is a cat that gets caught barking by a human and resumes meowing. Play.
Great.
Oh, the human walked up.
Yes.
I had a cat that said...
Thank you, Aaron.
That cat, definitely, though, a new thoughter.
Yeah, he's a new thoughter kid, that cat. And by the way, listeners, we're going to start a new thoughter club.
If you think you're a new thoughter.
Yeah, if you think you're a new thoughter kid and you have ideas...
Is it okay if the logo involves some sort of a noose and an otter?
Absolutely.
It's imperative.
Absolutely. Excellent question.
If you have like a new, if you think you're a new thoughter kid, like you do things
what
that
about,
are new,
all I can hear is
what if new uses for a noose and an otter every week? A new use for a noose and an otter every
if any of these apply to you, if you can find a new use for a new otter.
Tweet or send an email. I don't know how that all works, but what you
swing
do
by the studio.
Call us. If you do something like what Einstein did with the egg and the soup, or something that you feel like, hey, I have new thoughts, send in like a list of what you do, and then
tweet us, write us, call us,
we'll
and let us know why you're a new thoughter kid or a new thoughter kid.
and I feel like we're going to get bombarded with, I put one sock on like this, then I roll over onto my side and go ahead and sock.
Well,
okay,
that's okay,
so none
that's
of those.
Okay. Nothing about
anybody
socks.
Anybody putting socks on the way David just explained.
Sure, then, I kind of like that idea.
So wait, break it down.
I've got to change my sock putting on. Well, okay. You throw one on, then you roll over like a ninja and crank that other one
is
on.
Is that there. What you just explained?
Kind
like somebody was like,
do you do anything?
Where I'm a new thoughter?
Like? Yeah, I'm trying to think if I do anything.
New ways to fold a shirt?
No.
New thoughter.
I don't brush my hair.
Wait, it's like a noose, but you have a speech impediment. A new-thotter.
New-thotter, yeah.
New-thotter.
Yeah.
Okay.
Boy, do I do anything? Can you guys think of anything?
I do. So many things are just routine that I bet if someone watched, they'd be
not
like,
not you
that's
with
weird.
All the different thoughts every day.
Yeah, true.
You'd think that you'd be rolling around the house as a ninja doing all sorts of things.
What do you do, Tig? You must. I think you do something different.
I do?
I'm trying to think. Do I do something different?
I sure
original?
We all
do. Think about it. Do I do anything original? I can't believe
no.
I can't think of one thing. I'm trying to think of you guys.
I don't think. Wait, something feels familiar. We're going to keep all this, right?
You can plant. You can walk through the field with your socks, and then you can plant your sock in a pot of shoe soil and grow a plant out of your shoe. That was one
thought. Aaron.
Aaron,
what on earth made That's you think to Aaron. Speak up then?
I think it's one of those things.
It's attitudes like that that shut
if
down.
If someone
free
watched
thoughters.
You during the day, they would say that's different.
But like
that thing you do is
egg
different.
And soup, anything like that?
Ramen noodles and eggs. Nobody does.
Well,
that.
No, we're not trying to build a menu here.
It doesn't have to be about food.
It doesn't have to be about eggs.
I'm sure there are some things
it's
that are peculiar.
It's interesting though. We can't think of one thing. That's
they,
interesting.
Yeah, they all seem practical to me, but to someone else, they might not. They go, "Why do you do that?" I go, well, because it does this, and then that facilitates.
I leave
this.
A mess on the floor. Is that new?
Do you guys ever like brush your teeth left-handed or anything like that, or with your offhand, I should say?
With my feet,
no. Very offhanded.
Offhandedly, just brush my teeth.
But that's the thing, using your left hand, if you're right-handed, get the right brain fired up, is it a way to welcome in some new thoughts?
Mm-hmm. Well, Tig will have her human body help itself out sometimes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Have we shown that clip? We have.
Mm. Yeah, I think we did.
I think having obsessive-compulsive disorder makes me do weird things, like I flush the toilet with my foot because I'm a germaphobe.
Okay, and, it forces you to be creative.
You said germaphobe.
I knew it.
But, Aaron, here's the thing.
How
do
would
you
define...
do this in my house?
No,
when you're going into my
bathroom?
When
it's your house, I use my knee because that's cleaner. I don't want to put my toe grubs
But
on
why
it.
Can't you flush the toilet then go wash your hands?
Sometimes I forget.
I line the bowl.
And you don't sound like a true germaphobe.
You know what?
How would you define germaphobe?
Well, it's close to a germaphobe, but he also gives odes to people who've suffered with
that's
him.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
Now...
Sorry to go back to something boring, but I line the toilet bowl with toilet paper.
Yeah.
When?
Wait, the seat or the bowl?
The seat.
Even at your home?
Everywhere, yeah.
If you line the bowl, that would be nuts.
Wait a minute.
What do you mean? The seat is the bowl.
No, the
Wait,
seat is the seat.
That's
oh, that's
nuts.
It's too late.
No, wait,
to do that.
We were going to say, what?
Hey, Kyle,
what's
we have
nuts?
A question.
What's nuts?
Well, I line the toilet bowl with toilet paper.
I do that if I'm in a public place.
Everywhere. At home.
Your
too.
Own home.
Yeah.
And the bowl. You keep referring to it as the bowl.
The toilet seat.
The toilet
the catcher.
Seat.
The catcher.
So what you're talking about is when you sit down to go Dookie Hauser.
No. I just line it and then I pee in it.
You're one of those new thotter kids.
That is
a
new thotter kid.
New thotter kid.
I mean, that's a typical thing that you're... I can't believe I'm talking about this now because I was just on Jimmy Pardo's podcast talking about...
Really?
He said he puts his kid on the toilet seat to go to the bathroom. And I was like, yeah. Ooh, I'm a germaphobe. And I said, you don't put toilet paper down to save his precious little bottom? And he goes, you know, I didn't even think about it. Mm. And I was like...
Do you need like an open wound and a tremendous amount of bacteria on the seat?
Clearly,
to...
David just sits down.
Not in public, obviously, but in
David
my own
hovers.
Home.
I heard you hover.
Hover around.
I hover.
So wait, not in your own home.
This isn't that much of a new thought, but
no. But what are you trying to? You're a germaphobe.
No, I think it's just warmer that way. Yeah.
Well, if you place toilet paper in the bowl before you Doogie Howser, it doesn't splash back. Is that a new?
Well, we're learning about Aaron, aren't we?
Because isn't that annoying? A cold splash that.
I love where this has gotten to.
I guess we're not new thoughter kids.
An interesting thing here has happened when, like they say this at improv, where the quickest place, and we're freeform here, and an improv goes to filth and, what are they, it's sex and then
abortion. Abortion's like a big, is bad it? Improv.
What is?
Abortion. Like suddenly, like if you see a woman like having a baby or an abortion on stage, it's probably new improv people.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because it's just like you go to like a gun and then I'm having a baby.
You always
and then,
raise the stakes, right? That's what the first
Yeah, they is. Just go too far. That's just like a typical thing that happens when someone just starts improvising.
Typical?
Sorry. Yeah.
Improv is somebody goes on stage and has an abortion.
Interestingly enough, I meant having a baby, actually. It's not abortion.
Wait it's a minute.
I don't know why is it abortion. Did you say abortion?
No.
You did.
I did?
Yeah.
You are nuts.
That is nuts.
The thing about that is it's nuts.
I meant baby.
Okay.
I meant live baby.
Should we go to another clip?
Yes,
that please. Worked out well. Let's do another clip.
Okay, this is a freeform rapping Napoleon Dynamite versus Napoleon.
All right.
What is that?
Thank you, Aaron.
The clip is loading. Maybe we should talk for a minute.
You know what? Why don't we just wrap the show up?
You can go look at that. There's a whole series of
Aaron.
No one's going to go look at that.
If you want to see,
if you
want to
waste
clip,
your day,
that was the best Aaron clip I think that's ever. It was 1 second These of a are... horse trotting.
The saddest thing is that so many people are listening, rooting for you. Just rooting away.
Well, to be fair, I had to come up with these on the spot.
Yeah, YouTube is really in dire straits as far as
clips. I didn't
clips.
Have weeks to prepare.
Do you know how many clips are on YouTube?
You not
just
that
go
many.
To the front page, you could have.
Go to the front page,
These
you
are
could
just
have.
My favorites. Huh? These are just some of my favorites.
Oh, I
no,
get you.
I am thrilled with 1 second of horse trotting. That's all I needed for freeform clip day.
For a tall person, I have quite the Napoleon complex with you guys.
I have quite you the dynamite.
Well, that went great. So should we do trivia or what's going on?
Yeah.
I got some.
Oh, yeah. What did our people say? Did our tweeters tweet back?
Tweeters tweeted, but we didn't address them.
Uh-huh.
But here's what people wanted to hear about.
Okay. Let's see.
Religion is from Kevin Kindred. Julia Eve Hayes wrote Swamp Rock with an exclamation point. Jesse,
let's talk about Swamp Rock.
Jesse says what? Said ghosts or the afterlife or reincarnation.
Mm-hmm.
Want to see that
Sounds
readdressed?
Like religion and afterlife and ghost stuff is
mm-hmm.
very mm-hmm. popular in these past two tweets.
Chris M. Barr said you guys should do a podcast.
We should
on-
do a religious ghost to really bring in like a lot of interest. 1 week.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay. Stay tuned.
Guess not.
you guys should do a podcast on comedy. This is from Chris M. Barr. Since you're all experts on that subject, or not, whatever.
That could have been like really condescending if that was said sarcastically.
The all is in all caps.
You should do a thing on comedy because you're all experts.
It was tweeted sarcastically.
Yeah, the all is in all caps. So since you're all experts on that subject.
But see, if sarcastic would have been experts would have been...
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think he's trying to say you. I like the three of you.
He sounds like an old thotter. Let's go to this.
Alex Colliard said sex. Surprisingly, didn't do any gay stuff. You can do it. It's okay. It's not gay if you only do it once, right? So we didn't address that either. Want to do some trivia?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Hey David, what's up? What questions do you have?
Okay, this movie. Should you want the
Forrest
year?
Gump.
I'll give you the year.
Okay.
This was the first movie to show a toilet flushing.
With toilet paper on it?
Toilet paper all lined in the bowl. 13 Ghosts, 2001 A Space Odyssey, Psycho.
13 Ghosts.
David, which one? A, B, C. B. What was B?
It should. I'm staring Kyle right in the face this time. What was, I'm going what right was, into the fire.
It was
right.
B. What was B?
You have a guess, Aaron?
Psycho.
Aaron is correct.
You never said Psycho.
Yeah, that was the third choice. How else would Aaron have known it?
Oops.
Oh, give me more credit.
When did a toilet
David, let's
flush
not get snotty. No, no, I'm poor little sweetie.
What I meant was, why would he have just guessed Psycho if I hadn't said it?
Right. I'm also
why
kidding.
Why would I have randomly said Psycho?
Exactly.
When did a toilet
because
flush
you
in Psycho?
Because you put videos scene, up of a horse trotting for 1 second. That's
which
why
was
you
amazing.
It was my favorite thing. I can't wait to hear
with
this.
Theme music. Bum ba da dum ba da dum. Anyway.
Okay. No one wants to answer right. my really important question.
Which what is it?
Which is, when was there a toilet flush in Psycho? What scene was that?
Remember when she was in the bathroom stabbing?
Yeah.
It was probably in the bathroom sometime.
How about a question about swab work?
Oh, okay. This is what I was trying to find. So we'll try to break this up into a couple. Questions. The first being, this is percentage wise, do the majority of people hang toilet paper with the flap coming over the top or coming from underneath?
Mm. I would say majority go over the top.
Yeah, over the top.
Sideways.
Not one of the
top.
Options. Top, correct.
That would be interesting to do a sideways one. That'd be a new thoughter.
I just rip it, you know, like the side. I just like take clumps out of the side of the toilet paper.
Do you really do it for warmth, all that padding around the toilet?
I think I do.
It's not for germs?
I don't want to sit on, No, it's for germs in a public place. And in my house, it's just because it's
why
like
not just buy a, like
porcelain?
Like a cover that's padded and nice.
Oh, I'm sorry, David. I can't have these.
People are going to think you don't care about
I
the
really
environment.
I hope this doesn't turn into an argument.
What am I, Rockefeller over here?
What do you need to tear down an entire forest just so you can have some comfort on your
I'm
tush?
I'm sure that your little comforter is made with magic beans.
Don't use a comforter.
He's got a point.
Pine needles.
That was one of the nastiest fights I've ever witnessed.
I was trying to get mad. I couldn't.
Why don't you invent a seat
I apologize
warmer.
For my demeanor.
Hold on, Aaron.
Okay, so percentage-wise.
Fired up.
Percentage-wise.
It's just it's my thing that I want to do, David.
Well, you're doing it wrong, and it's insensitive to the entire planet,
it's
and
not
you
your
know
business.
That. It's my business if I make it my business.
Good. Okay, next.
What percentage in the majority? So the majority of people go over the top.
62.
It's definitely 78.
I was going to say 62, but I'll bump it to 65.
Tiglins,
right.
Yeah. 72 is it. Mm-hmm. So
I know it. I mean, that one I knew for sure. I know my toilet paper percentage.
Stop making me feel stupid, David.
Oh, gosh. This is getting started up again.
Look, you are stupid, and everyone knows it.
Don't use that word.
I have a what's nuts that's not what that's not nuts.
Should we
come again?
What's nuts, but not that nuts?
Well, technically, peanuts are not nuts; they're legumes, and that's nuts.
That is nuts.
Oh.
That's guys. You have
nuts,
to chime
nuts
in.
Nuts.
You're supposed to do it beforehand.
So it's not nuts.
Afterwards,
oh,
it's
yeah.
nuts, but it's not nuts.
That's nuts about it not being nuts,
but not.
It's very
legumes.
Layered. Very layered.
That's legumes.
Legumes.
That's
Lego my legumes.
Useless information. True or false? In 1895, Albert Einstein failed the Swiss Federal Polytechnical School entrance exam 3 times.
Well,
false.
That's just
false.
If it's like, no, he failed twice, like you're going out that window.
It looks like he's going out that window.
Yeah, he failed once.
Ah, David, why would you do that to us?
He's getting up to throw David out the window.
Okay.
Why'd you trick me like that?
True or false, Albert Einstein was married to his first cousin.
Yes, true. true.
What's true?
I haven't answered yet.
And it was too obvious. Oh. These guys were too.
I think we've done enough trivia, okay. guys. I think Aaron won.
Sure.
Aaron, you won trivia.
Great work, thank you. Dude.
I have a reverse word of the day. If we're going with the theme of new things.
Okay.
Please keep your voice down.
This is a English to Spanish dictionary version. What is the Spanish word for freedom?
Liberté.
Can you use that in a Spanish sentence?
Ah, no importa que basta con dos que hace escandalosas arriba.
What did you say?
I have no idea, but I said freedom in there.
But what would you guess you said?
Yeah, basta con escandalosas arriba.
Can that character do a Spanish riddle?
Ah! Incentes y partidos, el partan en perte batazos, peto pato mabus, conoce, rapata y perro quitas a la patos.
Still got to the bus.
And so that's the end of that.
I did.
Yeah.
I did. That was not even conscious.
Well, so that's the end of that. So that's good.
I remember the ending with
mi amigo. Don't I say friend?
Oh, you say friends a lot, yeah. This guy. Well, he is you, so I guess he would. Or this guy's a different guy?
Who is this guy?
Who is this guy?
Spanish riddle guy.
Spanish riddle guy. Y todo se carta pitos y le pete le carte me. Obreto de pete galantos. Mi brutiga frate que vi. A cartos inquieto de gato. Nos ete nosotros a huí. Libateria y libre y juntos. La manta sotutas a pi.
Wow, Spanish.
Y perro no nos en nosotros. La peta la caca de guct.
The dog is not in us. There's a sentence you said.
The dog is not in us? Is that right, Spanish riddle guy?
Let's just move on.
The dog is not in us.
Well, here's some mail.
De cuando la cota se fritos. Napita ne frita mi la.
Can you do swamp parto? Rock in Spanish?
Oh, poof, challenge. I forgot what swamp rock was.
Swamp rock. Nosotros, la amigos, la patas. Ah, la pasta con tu quejas escandalosa. Los super locos.
Now, what was the sentence? What was the title of that riddle? The dog is not in us?
Yes. That's how the dog is.
Here's an email from Jason F. Love the podcast. I'm still horrified thinking about a person screaming and being aware of their head being chopped off. Also, the phrase innocent adult penis is now in my vocabulary.
As it should be.
Y nosotros en la swampa de Quitos. La roca, ratitos, amigo.
Bus.
Autobus in the swamp.
There's a bus in the swamp?
Mm-hmm. You got it.
If somebody can translate as much as they can.
Nonsense.
Yeah, if somebody can translate the dog is not in us riddle and please email it in
or post it on
the Professor Blastoff comments, we would really appreciate it because I think we have some lessons to learn in there.
Here's one from Sam, and this pertains mostly to Kyle. Thank you so much for the show. I'm a big fan of Professor Blastoff. My dog wonders why I giggle at random on our walks. I tried to explain it to her, but I don't think she understood. My wife and I saw Kyle in San Antonio over the weekend. Oh. It was very funny, and I wouldn't have known to go without being a PB listener.
Oh.
Be it every show any of you do in Austin or San Antonio. Cool beer, Sam.
Yeah, they said, even though it was cavernous, they said the numbers were good.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Cool beer right back at you, Sam.
Yeah, buddy.
Cool beer.
Yeah.
One Irish other
may
one.
May the shit. Dog be in you, Sam.
May the dog be in you.
So this is one. I don't know if I want to read. It says, Dear Tig, Kyle, and David Sunsberger, I discovered your podcast around episode 4, and it quickly became one of my favorites. I listen to many podcasts, but I've never been able to get my wife highly interested in any of them until I had her listen to Professor Blastoff.
Yeah.
She loves it and has listened to almost every episode with me. So would we give her a special hello?
Of course.
What's
and
her name?
So this goes out to you. So, hello, yeah.
Hello, yeah. Megan Borrego.
Say happy
your
birthday.
Husband's
happy
hi.
Special
it's her birthday.
Lego.
It's her 26th birthday.
Oh, happy
Lego.
Birthday. 26 years you've
Megan
been around.
Borrego. Lego
very happy.
Yeah. Lego. I hope you get a Lego.
Legume.
Lego.
So,
Megan, I...
You that, oh, you're continuing the special. Yeah. That was from your husband who loves you a lot,
Mr. Borrego.
Mr. Borrego.
Senor Borrego.
And he also asked, when are you starting to sell Professor Blastoff shirts? Soon.
We just got news today. It is soon.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to send in ideas of what our T-shirts should be. I think we have some ideas, but if you guys have other yeah. ones, we'd love to hear what you guys
the
say.
The preliminary artwork on Newth Otter is
just a hanging otter by his neck. A dead otter.
Newth Otter. Oh my gosh. Newth Otter kids.
Well, guess Tig you have something to say?
Well, check our websites and tweet us and okay. donate to the show and check out Aaron's blog.
Professor Blastoff Afterthoughts on aaronbrillcomedy.com or earwolf.com or professorblastoff.com.
Keep your voice down, Aaron. Please come see us live. And, well, that's been Blastoff. Nope.
Good again.
I see,
only 37 into it.
I know. There's no way for me to know. See, I enjoy when I do the misspeaks too. It's fun.
I love that you ended with that.
No, we haven't ended.
But I
no,
mean,
we haven't.
We have not ended.
But it's like wrapping up
right now because I'm going to say
what?
Well, that's been podcast.
This has been an Earwolf Media production. Executive producers Jeff Ulrich and Scott Aukerman. For more information, visit earwolf.com.
Earwolf Radio Boom.com. The wolf dead.